Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in. Neil Zorin here. What is good on TV? We'd love to get you in, too, at 855-839-1210. Let's go to Mr. Neil Zorin on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Neil, welcome back.
Hi, yeah, it's good to be back. I had a great time in Maine walking the Rocky Cliffs, but back to normal now. It was good to travel, though. It was good to actually be someplace. I realized that for a year, I'd never been anywhere but Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Well, I know how you like to pop over to the other side of the pond, and we'll get to Bridgerton today with something. But, Neil, we saw your column this week, at least the one in the Delco Times, talking about what is a good or the next big binge watch out there. Because it seems to be a dearth of that right now. What did you come up with?
Well, not much, but what I'm looking forward to actually does refer to Delco. There's a show coming on HBO next Sunday on the 18th. And, of course, it would be special anyway because it stars Kate Winslet. And so Kate Winslet doing anything is of interest, especially since it's her first venture into series television. And her co-stars are Guy Pearce and Jean Smart, makes it better. But what makes it really interesting for people locally is she plays a detective who's solving a case in Pennsylvania. And my colleague at the Daily Times, Peg DeGrasse, wrote a piece about a voice coach, Suzanne Solby from Delco, who coached people in the Delaware County accent. So if you watch Mayor of Easttown, I mean, we in Philadelphia might not even notice there is an accent. I've had that happen. Ben Johnson, the actor from who won an Oscar for The Last Picture Show, once asked me, "Do you know you have an accent?" I said, "Sure, I'm sure everybody does."
I don't know if there's a, I've been reading that in the Delco Times, Neil. We know about the Philadelphia accent. I don't know if there's any distinction with a Delco accent.
Oh, there is. There is.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. What is it, Dan? What is it?
A word?
I don't know how
it's
to.
A little flatter.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but Jack over at a WIP does a caller, Jack and Delco, and there's definitely a specific accent that has for Delaware County. I don't know what it is, but.
You got to get your O's flatter.
That's what it is.
Your
O's, yes.
O's flatter. Yeah, listen, I'm a native. I know.
I know.
Kate
Winslet, you know, I'm thinking of Titanic. Did she have an overly British accent in Titanic? I don't remember
She is British.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And she was sort of new, but no, she's done a wonderful American accents. I mean, if you can picture her in Steve Jobs and some other movies that she did where she's playing American parts, Spotless Mind, and the one after that, the one with Jackie Lee Haley, the children, little children. I just think she's a remarkable actress. Oddly enough, the one picture she won her Oscar for, I wouldn't have given it to her, which was The Reader, and I wouldn't have given it to her. But
yeah, so
I think she's great, and I look forward to seeing what happens locally. It's actually, they shot scenes at the Media Theater, so obviously
very nice.
Things take place in Delaware County, yeah.
I wonder if Bob McMahon is in there somehow, another America's most patriotic mayor. But, Neil, it's on...
I can't imagine that he wouldn't be. Bob,
yeah.
I know Bob. Bob was there.
Yeah, it's going to be May 8th. It's April 18th on HBO.
April 18th.
Okay,
right.
Perfect. Yeah, I will give that a
more
watch.
More of Easttown. Other than that, I'm really the next thing I'm really looking forward to is in May, where Amy Adams, Julianne Moore, Gary Oldman, and Jennifer Jason Leigh are in a movie called "Woman in the Window." That's on Netflix. And if we were anywhere else but Philadelphia on April 20th, PBS is showing a three-part series called "Philly DA," which is about Larry Krasner, who we hope will not be the DA next year. Am I allowed to say that? Well, I can say it.
Yeah, no, you can't. Now, Neil, when does that debut?
That debuts on April 20th everywhere in the United States except the Philadelphia area, because they don't want to because it's election year for Krasner. So they're not airing it here until after November, which I think is wrong. What is it about it? So if it's in his favor, so why is that bad? If it's against him, why is that bad? I think we should be able to see it in Philadelphia. I think Channel 12 should run it in spite of whatever they think is fair or unfair, because everybody else is seeing it. I mean, I'm going to try to get a copy of it from another station. I'm sure I can do that. So,
yeah, Neil, let me know, because we want to play some of the excerpts of it. And again, I agree with you. Because there's no upside, in my mind, to any reasonable person. The mob that supports him in Center City, they're going to do it anyhow. But if you just see the man's arrogance and how extreme he was even before he took office, and you're not following this that closely, it might be an eye-opener. And there's a reason why they're doing a documentary on him, not because of success. They're doing it because this is so extreme, what he's trying to do.
And not only that, because what he's doing is copied. Well, he may be the copy. It doesn't know who the copy is. It's happening throughout the United States. I mean, look at things that were happening in Seattle and Portland last year, where district attorneys and mayors did nothing. As a matter of fact, the mayor of Seattle, I believe it was let people push him away from a protest because he wasn't agree with them. This is the mayor, and they're telling him to leave, and he goes.
Yeah, no, Neil, there's a lot here. These are both real, real good stuff. Look, as far as binge watching, Dan and I would agree on this one. If you've never binge watched The Wire, do that this weekend. But can you give us one binge watch that is just
I'm going to stay with procedurals. I think one of the shows that changed television history is Hill Street Blues. And even though it's from the 80s and they use telephones and things like that, I still think Hill Street Blues is so seminal that it's worth seeing again. And of current procedurals, I just love Blue Bloods. I think it's a great show on a police level. I think it's a great show on a family level. And I think with pop stars like Tom Selleck and Donnie Wahlberg, you have a lot to watch there. I mean, besides, and the acting is quite good, even with Tom Selleck and Donnie Wahlberg. So
very good. Very good, Dave. Good suggestions. Where do we find you until 2 weeks from today, Neil?
Delaware County Daily Times with my Delaware County accent, which you can't hear when I write. And newspaper.com.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.